Well, it's a little bit like, I mean, I see parallels in being a historian. At, you know, some point, 7, 8 years ago, I made a decision to begin a major project on the Anthracite region and on the 20th century. And I'd never done that before.
Yes.
I was much more prepared at that point in time to write yet another book about the 19th century in New England. And yet it wasn't calling on all the range of skills or ways of doing history that I wanted to do. By doing the coal mines, one, I learn a lot about the coal mines. Two, I have to learn about oral history. You know, it's something I couldn't do for the 19th century. There's
yes.
no one around anymore
yes.
who could talk about it. Mm-hmm. So that it forces me to grow. And what you're talking about growth and change
yeah.
and ways of expressing yourself that have the same integrity and the same richness as other things. But
yeah.
for a while, you won't be as good at it. But the outcome will be that you will learn.
Yes.
In the process.
Well, I think that's what it's all about. I think you're constantly striving to learn more, and by using other instruments or it changes the way you think about certain subjects too. You know, you can't take action shots like say with a pinhole because you're not going to get anything. You see, so you have to shoot very static subjects and all that. But you have to transform that static image into something that people will look at and an image that they could never visualize ever, you see. It transforms it into something that they could never visualize. And if you could put that down onto a piece of paper and someone could look at it and say, I wonder how that was done, you know. Or, I mean, maybe then you accomplish something or something. Or sometimes you could just take an ordinary subject and look, it'll transfer into something else, and people will look at it and say, I never thought of a railroad engine looking like that, or a railroad car looking like that, you see. It's kind of abstract, in a way, a sort of...
There's an element of seeing things differently.
Yeah, it's mysterious, a lot of things, too, and I think that's what it is. I think there's a certain amount of mystery in certain types of photography that you try to show that you can't do conventionally, you know. If you're working for money and a certain client, you can't do this. I mean, if someone wants to show their machinery, they want to show it to the best advantage. They want to show it nice and clean and sharp and everything else, and then that's what you give them. But I don't have to do that.
You can express your understanding or your vision of it.
Yeah.
Not someone else's.
Yeah. And if I want to go overboard on doing certain things, I can. You see, I can't just stop. Certain types of documentary photography, you take conventionally and all that, and you just let your eye guide you of what you want to take, you know, and then not only your eye, but your own heart, you know, how you feel about a certain subject. And I think you have to know your subject, no matter what you're doing, in order to really succeed. I think I had to know the coal miners, really, and not only when I was taking their pictures, but when I listened to them, when I talked, and when they kidded around with each other, I think I really had to know them, you know, before I could really photograph them properly. And
what you're expressing is not just what you see at that moment.
No, because
but you're expressing all that you know
yeah.
about the world they're a part of and their lives that lead up to that point when you document it.
Yeah, and there was a lot of times when I wouldn't have the camera, you know, and they'd be talking and all that, and I would say, well, that I should be photographing now, you know. But you can't constantly keep photographing, you know. You got to stop every now and then and sit back and just listen and observe and then put it in your memory. And this memory, later on, it would come back to you and say, I should do that. I should take that picture. It is like the memory. You take a picture inside of a coal mine. It's dark and, you know, black, and it, all it is this solitary couple miners working down there, drilling. And then you process the negatives, and you bring them home. After you process the negatives, and you decide, you print them. It is your memory that will tell you that it has to be printed a certain way. This is how you saw it, and this is the way you should print it. That's why I believe you should. Any photographer should actually do his own printing. I can't visualize or imagine anybody having somebody else doing their printing. And there is a lot of big name photographers like Cartier-Bresson who never printed his own pictures. He had someone print it for him, and he's one of the most famous photographers in the world. I couldn't do that. I could never tell anybody to print a picture of one of my coal mining pictures and say, well, print it this way, and then do a good job. Do it the way I actually visualize it, or what my memory of that particular time was.
So your work as a photographer is not done when you snap the shot.
No.
There's still this additional
process. And it's what you retain in your mind when you were taking the pictures. There's certain things that you will think about when you were printing and say, well, I should do this because this is the way it looked, you see. It's taking a picture on a foggy day, you know. You can manipulate a picture taken on a day like today, and if by changing it around, you can almost look like a sunny day, really. But you don't want to do that. If it's a foggy day, and that's the way you remember that day, you want to print it as a foggy day, you know, soft and with all the ingredients of that particular day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's obviously this wonderful fit between the choice you made coming back from the services in 1947 and the world that's opened up to you, and the way that you can continue now, a little bit more than 50 years later, to reflect on what that has made possible for you, the growth and the continuing change. I mean, you probably wouldn't have imagined when you came back that you would have been able to do this life.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness, no. And it's a continuing process. It's still continuing. I'm going to be 77 pretty soon, and I hope I can do it quite a bit longer. But I don't want to repeat of what I've done. I don't like to keep making coal mining pictures, but people ask for them, and so I have to reprint them every now and then. But I do want to go into different types of photography. That's why I went into the Polaroids. It was so vastly different than anything I've done. I remember when I wrote a letter back to Bill Johnston. I said, that's what's great about photography. I said, on one hand, I could make stark black and white photographs of coal miners, but on the other hand, I could make pictures in color of a Polaroid of a beautiful tree in the fall or something like that, or a building. I said, and that is the great thing about photography. It's one of the most important, means of expression, I think, that we've had. You know, it's much more than, say, painting. Photography has allowed us to see how people looked, say, during the Civil War, more than, say, a painting would, you see. And it's fairly new. It's, 100 years old, not very old, really.
And it's really changing so much. Or has
right, yes. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Change in all this.
We say it's 100 years old and all that, and I've been in it, like 50. So you feel, God, you're in it half of what's practically it's been.
So you've been really you're a part of that.
Part of it, yeah.
Part of that art.
Yeah. And I've learned it all myself, and I think that has a lot to do with it too, that I was able to do this all by myself. I never worked with anybody, and whatever I learned through my own efforts and all that. And I imagine a lot of it is given to you. You know, I mean, certain things are given to you. There's other people, I imagine, who have maybe the same qualifications I have. Maybe they're missing one just little ingredient of maybe the vision or something like that, you know, or the desire to keep going, you know. And I'm nothing special, I'm nothing unique, it's just that I was able to do something for a long period of time.